The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back. This is hour two. I continue my conversation with Jack Maxey. Jack, you, through Rudy Giuliani, got your hands on the contents of the Hunter Biden laptop. Let me ask you, what is Rudy Giuliani doing right now? In other words, when we think about, hey, I've got this bombshell stuff, this is important to national security, it's important to all kinds of stuff, it would seem that Rudy Giuliani ought to have been able to do something with it that you couldn't do. What happened there? What do you suppose is going on?
The biggest problems, and you pointed it out earlier, is the media is afraid. Let's remember that Biden's control all three branches of government. They fired every single U.S. attorney. Remember Bill Prystap and Peter Strzok, who ran counter-espionage at the FBI? And they were chasing a soiled mattress in Moscow. Well, all of this was going on. Peter Strzok's wife is now one of the heads of enforcement at the SEC, appointed by Joe Biden. These are not coincidences, people. This is a concerted effort at a cover-up of incredible proportions. This Bohai Harvest company that they were involved in, the private equity company, in my opinion, was completely a front operation to purchase strategic assets inside the United States, one of which they had purchased.
Who would do the purchasing? You're talking about China? Who are we talking about?
Bohai Harvest was based in Shanghai. It was funded by the communist Chinese, and Hunter and Devin and Mr. Bulger were the U.S. representatives. Okay, it's very nice to walk into a NATO country and try and purchase something when you've got the vice president's son on your elbow.
When you say purchase something, purchase what?
What we do in private equity is we tend to purchase companies. We restructure them. Theoretically, we turn them
around. No, I know what private equity is, but why would the communist Chinese be interested in this? I'm not clear on what they're...
That's exactly the question that the media has to ask. Why would they be interested in giving $1.5 billion to three jokers who have no business in the sphere? Okay. Unless there was some other motive. In 2016, they bought a company in Detroit called Heineken Motors, or sometimes Hanson Automotive. Now, this company makes, along with some plastic parts for cars, the real value was in that they make a dampening systems for everything from the old Buick Easy Glide to the M1 Abrams tank to the engine mounts on the F-35 fighter. Now, this had to pass CFIUS review. So Committee on Foreign Investments in the United States, this requires the State Department, John Kerry, to sign off. This requires the Director of National Intelligence to sign off. This requires the Commerce Department to sign off. This requires the Department of Defense and the Treasury all to sign off on it. They all did. Ironically, Hunter and his friends, found out that CFIUS was going to sign off on it after the Chinese did. So obviously the Chinese have other moles inside our government. They're like, hey, we just heard we're going to get them to all sign off on it. At the same time, contemporaneously to them purchasing this American company in Detroit with significant national defense connections. They tried to buy three companies inside Europe, one from Sweden, which was a micro vacuum company, which would take vacuum technology to sort of lift a micro grain of sand and stick it in a hole so you could make things like chips and weapon systems, etc. Sweden turned them down. Their CFIUS turned them down. They, at the same time, they tried to buy another two companies in Germany. One was a tungsten metal coating and fabrication company, obvious national defense issues. Germany turned them down. The third one was an electronic lens manufacturer for everything from a missile nose cone to smart bombs to the cell phone. And they turned them down on national security basis.
Okay, so the idea is that through Hunter Biden, the Chinese have an open door to the United States of America.
Yes.
You're alleging that he's been very handsomely rewarded for that.
Yes.
And, you know, it's one thing to talk about child porn or abusing women or whatever. That's a criminal thing. We're now talking about something that directly affects national security and the previous election. And so you're saying that this was covered up. What's the new news here? In other words, this was all covered up in the fall. Are you hoping that you can get eyes on this now that the election's over and that somebody will be willing to look at this?
I put about 100 pages of documents up on our War Room Twitter feed back in October, the day when those 50 former heads and top guys in our national security apparatus published the open letter, which was in Politico, I think, on the 21st of October, saying that this was all a Russian fabricated disinformation campaign. Every single one of those gentlemen and women need to be shamed. All their security clearances should be pulled. I showed this to CIA agents, former contractors from NSA. Every single one within 30 seconds knew that it was 100% real. There's all of the metadata is there. Everything connects the dots. You could not fabricate this if you, as one agent told me, if they devoted the entire efforts of Langley for a decade, they wouldn't be able to recreate this laptop. There's just too many variables. Now, for these national security experts, a week before a national election, to come out and declare this Russian disinformation.
What, are there any names we'd recognize who came out in this letter?
I'd have to pull it up, but I believe Clapper and all the rest of them were on it. It's
here's the question: why
I published the letter today? So anybody
on
can
Twitter.
Get it.
Well, but I'm saying that a lot of us can guess the answer, but tell us, why would somebody like Clapper get behind something like this? Why?
Because they have to cover up their own failure in their jobs. Remember, Peter Strzok, Prystep, they were number one and two. Actually, Prystep was one, Strzok was number two, in counter-espionage at the FBI. Their entire mandate was to make sure that things like Hunter Biden and his relationship with oligarchs in the Eastern Bloc and the Stan countries and with the communist Chinese do not occur. And yet they failed in that. Now, did they fail because they're incompetent or did they fail because they're compromised? I don't know the answer to that. If it's just because they're incompetent, then we really need to think about tearing those structures of those organizations down. If it's because they're compromised, then my gosh, we have a serious, serious problem on our hands. Because when we're talking about national security, and this is very important for your listeners to understand, that means that every single American's life is at risk. That means that from the smallest child to the oldest person in America and future generations have been put at risk, and the very people tasked with our safety and security betrayed us 100%. And when I talked about those purchases of strategic assets, the only way I know this is because Hunter, obviously, as things were going down for him, believed that he was going to get caught, in my mind. And he started creating kill files of documents that would incriminate other people, including his Uncle Jim, including Jeff Cooper, including Eric Schwerin, who ran the broker-dealer. Everybody he could think of to incriminate, he did. The documents are all there.
But you're suggesting that the reason they haven't gone after him is because of that.
They have to protect themselves. I mean, all bureaucracies at a certain point exist for their own sake rather than for the sake of the mandate.
We're going to have to go to another break. Folks, I'm talking to Jack Maxey. You can check out his Twitter feed at Jack Maxey, M-A-X-E-Y, and the numeral one. Really dark stuff, really important stuff. We'll be right back.
Way up in the air, my beautiful balloon. If you'll hold my hand, we'll chase your dream across the sky.
Oh, we can.
Hey there, folks. Eric Metaxas here with a message for anyone struggling with pain like I struggled with for years. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. Obviously, I'm taking it every day because I like being out of pain. If I forget to take it for like a week, I go on vacation, the pain comes back. So, you know, at first, yes, I was skeptical, but I kept hearing about all the people that were no longer in pain, friends of mine. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, here's one of the stories I heard.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a trained engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Everyone knows you want something drug-free. You want something that will help your own body deal with the inflammation that can cause the pain in your neck, back, shoulder, hip, knee, or foot pain. Actually, even general aches and pains from just getting older, from exercise, everyday living. All of these can be a real problem, even to the extent of keeping you from sleeping through the night. So here's what I'm suggesting. Pete and Seth Talbot, that's the father-son owners of Relief Factor. They've created what they call a three-week quick start pack. It's like a trial pack. They've discounted it drastically to $19.95. That's about a dollar a day. And after that period of time, 3 weeks, it's about the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. That's the 3 week quick start for just $19.95. And you should know this, about 70% of the people who ordered the 3 week quick start for $19.95 go on to order more. In other words, it works. So do what many others have already done. Take Pete and Seth Talbot up on the offer. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3 week quick start. That's relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show talking to Jack Maxey. We're talking about the contents of the Hunter Biden laptop and the implications. This information, Jack Maxey, is now available on the internet. So it's not in your hands. It is everywhere out there. People can look at it. They could download the files. You're tweeting this stuff out. If all of this is true, and I have no reason to believe it isn't from what you're saying, I guess, why would you think the election wouldn't have been compromised? In other words, the levels of corruption are so disturbing that, in other words, I just think that the corruption is, if we don't deal with the corruption on all these levels, we cease to be America. We are not America as long as we have deep state actors or corrupt actors like you've been describing in our government. It's really horrifying. I think many Americans are upset about it, but they're not quite sure what to do.
Well, I've recommended people they could go and just print out maybe the pages that I've highlighted on my Twitter feed, or go find them for yourselves. I'd say print them out. I'd say make a thumb drive of the contents, write a letter, concerned citizen, sign your name, say I have evidence of money laundering, corruption, espionage, child abuse. Make copies at Kinko's, stick them in manila folders and mail them to your local FBI, mail them to your state banking regulators, your AG, hand them to your sheriff. At some point, somebody has to stand up and do the right thing. I think one of the most disturbing things for me is realizing that I'm kind of standing alone here. And I will tell you, multiple networks have said that they will cover it only when someone else does it first, because they're afraid. We went to major network that we would have thought was an ally of our sort of movement. They refused to do it. This was before the election. A major British newspaper also refused. The only reason that we actually got one or two articles inside New York Post was because they refused. Oh, too hot to handle, too hot to handle. And Vish Burra had a dear friend who was a reporter there, and Vish Burra was our producer. And he called her up and said, hey, you know, I've got some stuff. You might want to check it out. And she, to her credit, apparently went into her editors and said, either you publish it or I quit. And that's how we got those two stories prior to the election. But the moment the 50 former Intel officers in quotation marks, because as an officer, they took an oath to the Constitution, and clearly they don't take it seriously. That's the only reason it was published at all before the election. Twitter, the moment they published that letter, all of our Twitter feed for War Room Pandemic was taken down by Twitter as fake news. And this shows you how the interconnected nature of our intelligence services, our media, they're all connected. And somehow, whenever somebody from the CIA says something, we're supposed to accept it as gospel.
Well, did Fox refuse to cover this?
Yes.
Now, this is before the election.
Yes.
Did you go to individual shows? Because I can think that people like Tucker, people like Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, I would suspect that they would be interested.
I'd rather not name names, but courage is not exactly what I would say is at the forefront of even that organization.
Well, I have no problem with believing it about the organization. I'm talking about the individual hosts. I think that
have to remember their jobs are on the line. You saw what happened to Lou Dobbs. He got canned. I think that they're afraid. One thing we have to remember as Christians, the Son of Man was sold out for 30 pieces of silver. You don't think they would sell all of us out when they're getting millions of dollars in their pocket, when Hunter Biden and his family are literally looking at tens of millions of dollars flowing through their accounts?
Who do you think is running the country right now? It doesn't sound like you think Joe Biden is running the country.
I think a cabal inside our intelligence services decided that if Biden was going to be compromised, it would be better that, you know, let's say he's going to be compromised by our existential enemies in China and potentially Russia and potentially Ukraine and various oligarchs and things like that. I think they decided, well, if he's going to be blackmailable, he may as well be blackmailable by us. And let's remember, these guys have always, for 40 years, have pretended that they've known better than the rest of us. For example, everything is classified, right? Things that I can find openly, they will classify just because that's what they do. And not everything is redacted. Perfect example, the bombing of the World Trade Center. That was a Saudi operation, and it's completely redacted. Let's not forget, in 1989, the CIA and their National Defense Assessment said that Russia's economy was growing. They were beating us in every area. These people should not be looked upon as the burning bush by any stretch. They've been wrong over and over again. And they've particularly been wrong where China is concerned, from the fall in 1949 to feeding them with Nixon and Kissinger in 71, 72 to the present day. And for all your people in flyover country, you know, many of my fans are farmers and agricultural people. We have $150 billion in agricultural export every year. We've spent trillions of dollars on stimulus during this pandemic, a pandemic caused either by on purpose or by indifference by the Chinese communists. We could end that party in one harvest by holding back that grain. We could end it in one harvest. We should declare our food export, particularly raw grains, to be a national security asset and define who we send it to. And I would make an alliance with the Brazilians to do that, because what's happening right now with the communist Chinese, they are all over Latin America, paying off everybody. And if they can capture the grain supply of Argentina and Brazil, which they're trying desperately to do, then our leverage is locked out, and our American farmers are going to be locked out anyway. So
why didn't Trump take action on this?
I don't know. I think Donald Trump tried to do a lot of things. I think one of the problems that Donald Trump had was that his entire National Security Council, or the vast majority of it, were holdovers from the Obama administration. We tend to make this assumption that.
And why didn't he fire them?
because I don't think he probably had good advice. I don't think he was prepared to replace them. My advice right now to a group that I'm working with is to create a shadow National Security Council that can respond to every foreign policy decision of this present administration and provide a trustworthy National Security Council that can walk in and do the job on day one in 2024.
But is that why they went after General Flynn, because he threatened all of this?
Well, think about it. Their objective is to destroy people, right? And when you are up against the entire apparatus of the United States government, unless you have a pretty good steel in your spine, most people will cave because they will destroy you. Their money is no object to them. All their lawyers are on the payroll. You have to hire your own lawyers when they come and attack you. I'm fortunately in a situation at this stage of my life where I don't have a lot of assets, so I don't have fear. And I guess, you know, this is something also for your listeners. What is fear but a lack of faith, right? To me, fear is a lack of faith. That we see this in, and I'm a Catholic, I see this in my own church. I see this in Americans across the country. They live in fear all the time. COVID-19, fear, fear, fear. Why do we fear death if we believe in Christ and the promise that he made on the cross? And also, I think it's important that your viewers know that this going through this hard drive, particularly the photographs, particularly the correspondence between the family, outside of the clear espionage and betrayals, very spiritually troubling. Many times I had to stop and pray. I've had moments where I have felt enveloped by darkness with what I know from this. I think that much of what is occurring right now is something that's been moving ever since we began rejecting God in this country for the last half century. And I used to believe, like many people, that demonic forces and all these things were just something you read about or Chesterton sort of referenced and what have you, but it's real. I cannot tell you, this could not exist if there were not people who lacked faith in positions of power. Because let's remember, particularly on the abuse, what did Christ say of those who would do that? Better that millstones be tied around their necks and they be thrown into the sea. That, as far as I know, is the only time he ever described a temporal punishment for anything. And yet here we are in silence.
Well, it's extraordinary. I know Steve Bannon read my Bonhoeffer book, and I realized when I wrote that book, if the church would be the church, if people who claim to be Christians would stand up in faith, nothing would be able to survive of these nefarious schemes. But many people who claim to be people of faith, they have little faith. We'll be right back, folks, to your taxes show.
Let there be no doubt, big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. But even if you keep your accounts, you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. That's why I choose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/Metaxas. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a one-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Metaxas, expressvpn.com/Metaxas, express.com/Metaxas to protect your data today.
folks. I'm talking to Jack Maxey. All I know, Jack, is that you were at Yale after me, contemporaneous with John Zmirak, but your brother was in my class. That means your brother had to listen to my speech on class day. Maybe you were there. Were you there for your brother's graduation?
I probably was.
And yeah, I'm sure you remember every word of my big speech right before Dick Cavett. We're not going to talk about that. Look, where did you grow up? What part of the country did you grow up in?
I grew up outside of Philadelphia, sort of right near Valley Forge out on the Western Main Line, I guess you call it.
Were you raised in a serious family of faith, or is that something that happened to you more late in life?
That happened to me much later in life. And after a long journey, and thank God I found it. I probably would not have the courage to do what I'm doing right now if I did not have faith.
Well, that's about right. I would say exactly the same thing. And folks like you and me, just by talking like this, I know we're an encouragement to people out there, because there are a lot of people that they need encouragement. They're not sure what to do. And my attitude is, as you were saying before we went to the break, have no fear. Speak the truth. God is with us. He's defeated death. If he's defeated death, actually, we don't have anything to fear. It doesn't mean we don't need to be wise as serpents. Why do you think if this is all so real and so important, why do you think other conservative outlets are not covering this? In other words, it seems to me that are they just thinking like, oh, it's yesterday's story, it's important, but we're just going to cover what's happening today, and the Hunter Biden laptop thing is a ship that sailed?
Well, let's remember what happened during the Obama administration. We know this from a FOIA request. There were multiple wiretaps put out on reporters based upon, national security, right? I have no doubt that they're listening to every single one of my conversations. And if they're listening right now, I would implore the regular folks inside the CIA and the FBI to step forward, make your whistleblower complaints. Because one of the things we have to remember, it's very easy to condemn these entire organizations. But these organizations are by default very compartmentalized. So let's say you have a structure of 1,000 people, but you have 10 bad people at the informational choke points and another 10 or 12 people who will do their bidding, you undermine the entire structure. And I think we've seen this over and over again. Certainly, there can be no excuse for Peter Strzok and Bill Preistap, who have not been aware of this. And then the other thing that I heard recently was that the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee was briefed by our Intel community about Hunter Biden's laptop. And they said, we have zero evidence that any foreign actors had any access to this. Now, I'm going to tell you a little story. I first looked at the videos at 30 times speed because I didn't really want to see any of it. I just want to say, okay, did he do anything to harm one of these women? Did he hit them or anything like that? So I went through them very quickly. And then later, I realized there's a lot of downtime where Hunter's just talking and chatting. And I don't want to go into too much detail for why, but he is smoking crack or what have you. And in one of these videos with this heroin addicted young woman who's a victim of human trafficking, she says to Hunter, aren't you worried about blackmail in terms of people seeing you smoking crack? I mean, your dad and everything. I mean, this young heroin addicted human trafficked woman has more concern for national security than Hunter Biden. And Hunter Biden's kind of shoulders roll forward. He says, oh man, I'm already, in trouble. She goes, what do you mean? He says, well, I thought these Russian guys were my friend. The girl was really hot. We were partying for days. I filmed everything on my laptop. They said I overdosed. I think they likely drugged him, because I don't think, having watched Hunter go through gram after gram after gram of cocaine, I don't know that he's able to be overdosed. And he says they stole my laptop. Now, this laptop would have had to have been stolen in 2018 for that to be true. Later, I went back, I looked through the photos, because he photos everything. So there's always a contemporaneous photo to go with his text communications or his email, so you know where he is. They're all geotagged. And I find a photograph of three in my mind, Russian guys, and the woman, and I assume it's the same group. To me, they look like three Navy SEALs on a DIA mission. You know, they've got on all the same pair of like hipster jeans. They've all got the same T-shirt. Looks like it's bought at the same shop. And Hunter and his paranoia would do things like, if a family member or a close associate left a telephone around, he would take his own phone and start going through their phone, taking photographs of the contents. He would take photographs of women's prescription bottles, things like this. And during that same weekend, he pulls out the passport of this woman. Let's call her the Sparrow. And I have a photograph of the Russian passport. So this is clear that, you know, our foreign actor had this thing in Hunter's own mouth and his own voice long before our FBI did. Now, I'll tell you another interesting thing. I heard that Mossad has been shopping a copy of Hunter's laptop around the various news organizations that I don't think they're taking the bite. But it kind of, to me, let's look at this, right? Let's say Mossad does have Hunter's laptop. It's going to be a laptop with more on it than mine, because Hunter starts to, it's obvious that Hunter starts to clean up this laptop at some point in late 2018, early 2019. He's removing things. You'll find documents that he saved as PDFs in another file, but the email itself has been erased. And
Jack, so hang on. We're going to go to break. Hold on to that sentence, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
I feel a shiver run up my spine. I feel the warmth of her hand.
Folks, the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Jack Maxey. Jack, please continue saying what you were saying. And then I want to find out why you think Hunter videotaped himself smoking crack with women. I don't really get that.
Well, let me go back to the story of the stolen laptop. So I'm going to guess that Mossad, and I have a lot of respect for Israeli intelligence. I mean, they're always looking out for their own people. I wish our intelligence would take a page from their playbook. And I'm going to guess that Mossad operates a little bit like the CIA. They're kind of concerned with their own bureaucracy too. And I'm going to also guess that they did not believe under any circumstance that Joe Biden was going to win the election. Now, if he wins the election, what's he going to do? He's going to reopen the deal with Iran, the nuclear deal, open them up to foreign trade, allow Iran to be flooded with foreign capital, dollars, et cetera. What happened the last time they did that? The Iranians turned around. They funded multiple groups inside Syria. ISIS, Hezbollah came alive. Lebanon started having riots in the street. The whole Middle East was on fire. And the threat to Israel, therefore, became more acute. Now, remember a few days ago or a week ago, Biden drops five 500-pound bombs on a camp in Syria, supposedly as payback for these bad actors. But the actions that these people had committed were 2 weeks or more prior to his response. And I heard about the Mossad shopping their version contemporaneously. I got to wonder, maybe now they're holding a sort of Damocles over Joe Biden. And thank God that somebody is.
Okay, and the laptop you're talking about is the laptop before the laptop that you got from Rudy Giuliani and then you put out there. So there's even dirtier stuff. Okay, so the question, people still want to understand, why would somebody like Hunter Biden be videotaping? I mean, it's just fascinatingly strange. Why do you videotape yourself smoking crack? Is he videotaping himself doing sexual things with women? I mean, I don't want details, but I'm saying
very disturbing things.
So he's videotaping this stuff. Why do you think he's doing that?
To be a, I want to say, I believe he thinks of himself as kind of a pornographic star, if you will. And he multiple times tries to convince these women that he's going to make them money on Pornhub, for example. And in fact, if you remember, I think it was the Daily Beast or one of these papers found that Hunter had actually uploaded himself several videos to Pornhub that were found in mid-December of last year. And almost instantaneously, at the same time, Pornhub changed their policy, removing all videos that were not verified. And I'm talking about probably two-thirds of their catalog were removed almost within days of it being clear that Hunter had been uploading stuff there.
Okay, now, again, my heart breaks as a father thinking of someone so disturbed that they would be doing things like this. You're the son of the vice president of the United States. You've grown up in the lap of luxury, and you are doing things as degrading as anyone can imagine, filming them and then putting them up for the consumption of others. It's hard to make any sense of why anybody would go down this darkest of dark paths. It's just bizarre.
Well, like I said, I think towards the end, and most of these videos are really, I think, from late 2018 into 2019, I think Hunter believes that he's going down. You have to remember his Chinese associates were all disappearing. Jonathan Yi is reputed to be dead. Patrick Ho, who there's a recording, and if you go look on my Twitter feed, I'll post it, where he talks about, my dad's getting called from the Wall Street Journal. My dad's getting calls from the New York Times. They're all asking about me and my partner, Patrick Ho, the spy chief of China, yada, yada, yada. Hunter, for example, has a $1 million contract as the lawyer for Patrick Ho. And as far as I can tell, he never did any law work for Patrick Ho. Jim Biden over and over again gets these legal contracts, you know, to be representation for various Romanian criminals, et cetera, all at a very high number that would be off the charts, even if you were the leading partner at Skadden Arps, you wouldn't get this kind of contract. And you have to wonder why. I believe it's because they're getting access. In fact, when he first—
it seems hired, obvious why. This is pure bribery. This is pure corruption. And the man who lives in the White House right now sounds to me as compromised as anyone who has ever lived in the White House, unless I'm missing something. I mean, if a tenth of this is true.
And this behavior is not new. I'm guessing this goes back decades. For example, Hunter has a multitude of LLCs that are registered in the state of Delaware. Let's not forget his brother, Bo. I don't want to speak poorly of the dead, but his brother, Bo, was the attorney general of the state of Delaware, where when much of this criminal activity was going on, when much of the money was flowing through these kind of opaque trusts in Delaware, both for pure money laundering purposes and for purposes of profit. And to me, I don't think that there are any coincidences. It's all connected. And one thing that your viewers should understand too, all of Hunter's LLCs are named for Finger Lakes up in upstate New York. And if you've seen any of the photographs, I've not shared them against my wishes. Some of them were shared last fall. But Hunter gets a tattoo on his back of the Finger Lakes. He's quite proud of it. He photographs it all the time. In fact, he makes a painting of himself with this. And there are some people who think of those Finger Lakes as certainly associated with some cult. You got the XVM cult that was up there, the one that was abusing women, et cetera. And within that dark group of people, they describe those lakes as the devil's claw print, because it looks like the devil has scraped his claws across the surface.
This is, we're out of time, Jack Maxey, but I'm very grateful to you for your willingness to talk about this and to help us get a little bit educated. This sounds like demonic stuff. This sounds like dark stuff. When you're talking about treating women this way, underaged women, as I said, if a tenth of it is true, if a tenth of the corruption involving foreign actors is true, I think God is going to judge this. I don't think that people who think they're going to get away with it are going to get away with it. God is not mocked. This is horrifying stuff. We'll have you back soon, Jack. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. God bless.
Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes.
Hey there, folks. Before we return to Jack Maxey, we're going to have him for both hours today. This is bombshell stuff, Albin. I mean, I don't know. I went into the conversation, you know, utterly ignorant of it. And I have to say that I want to ask our viewers and our listeners, please share this with anyone you think might be interested, because it's not okay for us in America to have these kinds of grave reservations about our own government. It's unacceptable. We, the people, are the government, and we have to speak up, and we have to do whatever we can, whenever we can. We have an obligation. People have given their lives for this nation. The least we can do is do what little is asked of us. It's just overwhelming to me. I don't want to forget, speaking of what we can do, you can go to mystore.com and get my books. Use the code Eric. You can go to mypillow.com and get all kinds of great stuff. Use the code Eric. Much more importantly, we are partnering with Food for the Poor this month. And we are wanting to help kids, families in Honduras. They've been devastated. Food for the Poor is one of these organizations that we trust totally to get the job done. There are over 9 million people struggling right now in Honduras just to get food. This is just staggering. We can do something about it. And folks, I honestly believe that, you know, the Jews use the term mitzvah, just to do a good deed that has no strings attached. You just do it unto God for his purposes. There's power in that. Let me say that there's power in that. And I just want to say, if you're able, go to our website. I'm going to find the phone number if I can. But
yeah, I have it right here. I got to tell you, for just $37, Eric, $37, you can feed a starving child for 6 entire months. That's just an amazing figure. You've got to call now. It's 844-863-4673. Okay, 844-863-HOPE. H-O-P-E. Call that number. $37, 6 months a child gets to eat. That's incredible when you think about what we have here in this country.
I was going to say, everybody in this country, we are so wealthy compared to people in other countries that are struggling. And I think that there really is power in doing things like this. And when I say power, I just mean it's, you know, if I were not a Christian, I would say, if you want to be aligned with the universe, right? Except it's way more beautiful than that. It's doing something good for someone whose name you don't even know. You know, you want to work with an organization that you can trust. But you can go to our website, which is MetaxasTalk.com. If you go to MetaxasTalk.com, you'll see the banner for Food for the Poor. $37 can feed a child for 6 months. Now, we have to understand that's why we work with Food for the Poor, because they have the ability to leverage very little money to go very, very far. They get donations from around the world of food staples. And sometimes the money that you're giving is just used to transport the food to the people. So it's important. Obviously, $370 will feed 10 kids for 6 months. This is something that I would say we can get our own kids involved. I always think it's a good idea to get your kids involved and say, you know, give a little bit of your allowance. Let's give $37 together as a family. Let's do what we can. The number again is 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. We're living in a dark world. We need to speak the truth and do good things. This is one of those things. 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, or go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com. We're in a spiritual battle. I just feel honored that we get to be in it for God's purposes. Both hours today, talking to Jack Maxey. Stick around.